Don't let fear prevent kindness. The sudden rise of the new coronavirus has shocked China. Although China has been doing everything possible to stop the virus, it has spread outside of its borders and into other regions. There are now confirmed cases of COVID-19 in countries including the UK, Japan, Germany, Vietnam, Russia, and the United States. There is a growing fear that the effects of the outbreak will worsen if it is not contained. This has led to countries closing borders with China and putting travel bans in place, hoping to protect their own citizens. However, fear and misinformation have also caused the spread of something else: racism. Restaurants and businesses in many tourist areas across the world have posted signs banning Chinese people. Social media users recently shared a picture of a sign outside a hotel in Rome, Italy. The sign said that all people coming from China were not allowed in the hotel. Similar signs with anti-Chinese sentiment were also reportedly seen in South Korea, the UK, Malaysia, and Canada. These signs were loud and clear: no Chinese. Racist actions such as these do a lot more harm than good. My ethnicity has made me feel like I was part of a threatening and diseased mass. Sam Fan, a master's student at the University of Manchester, wrote to The Guardian. Edith Bracco Sanchez, an assistant professor at Columbia University Irving Medical Center, has experience working on health issues that involve international borders. As human beings, we are afraid of things we don't know, but our response should be to educate ourselves, not to further spread fears and misunderstandings, she said. Bracco Sanchez suggested that the media should stick to the facts. Fan shared a similar view. It's important to see us all in our diversity, as individual human beings, and to challenge stereotypes. The coronavirus is a human tragedy, so let's not allow fear to breed hatred, intolerance, and racism. Instead of spreading misinformation and fueling fearful thoughts, we should do everything we can to support those who are affected by events such as the COVID-19 outbreak. After all, the real enemy is the virus, not the people who are fighting it.